Shakespeare was the greatest author to speak about the human condition, what it is to fall in love, what it is to be greedy, what it is to have ambition, what it is to about death, and all the main things that happen in a human being's life, all the important events. Now, there is no author, in my opinion, before or since, that has, to the same level, been able to speak to people from every background. He came from a small town in Stratford, and he knew ordinary people. And then he moved to London and mixed with, met the Queen, and mixed with people from a totally different background. And he knew, at the time he was living, there was a plague in London, there were wars and everything. And he saw a lot of different things in different sides of the human condition. And I think he writes the working class characters as well as he writes the kings. So if you go and see a Shakespeare play, there's somebody in it will speak to you, or he's like someone I know, or there's and people weep when they go and see it, because they've been in love, they've lost love, they've found romance, they've had people they know die, and I think it doesn't matter that 400 years later we're getting on jumbo jets and we're going on the internet, but we're still all falling in love, living, dying. There's a war. You know, Henry V is about the war. He talks about all the arms and legs cut off in battle, gathering together at the latter day. And you know, and one of the things it says is that it will be a black matter for the king that sent them to the war if this was a wrong war. I mean, we're in a war at the moment. I mean, it's a bad thing maybe to talk about that particular war, but some people think it's a wrong war, and some people are asking that question. What about all those people who have died in this war if it's a wrong war? Who, it's got to be a black matter for the leaders that sent them, say. But what I'm saying is that 400 years later, those words are as true today. We're still at war, and we're still going through all the basest human emotions as well as the highest human emotions. I mean, if you thought that warfare and murder are maybe the lowest things that mankind indulges in, and love and beauty are the highest things that mankind indulges in, then I think that that Shakespeare spoke about these things. And as I say, unfortunately, 400 years later, we're still at war, we're still in wars somewhere in the world, we're still dying, we still get diseases, we still fall in love. And as I say, I don't think anyone has ever been able to speak about these things. It matters little that we're doing these things with a laptop under our arm, you know, or we're doing it with smart bombs instead of a sword. It's still the same human emotion.